This WBEZ podcast is supported by the Crown Family School of Social Work Policy and Practice at the University of Chicago. The master's program in social work, social policy, and social administration prepares professionals to address today's most pressing challenges and offers flexible options with part-time and evening classes to support busy adults balancing complex schedules. Inspire change, shape the future at crownschool.uchicago.edu/social work.
What's up, Chicago? I'm Erin Allen. This is The Rundown. Yeah, the DNC is in town.
Thank you, Chicago, for your energy.
And you probably have a vision in your mind of what that means. One, a party nominates a candidate. And two, speeches.
Thank you.
However,
I tell you what,
it may seem silly to say this, but what if I told you the Democratic National Convention is an actual convention?
Hi, nice to meet you. What's your name?
Kelly Jacobs. I'm a delegate from Mississippi.
Hello. Okay.
Like, you know, where a bunch of folks from a particular industry meet up and network.
Yeah, I mean, so we've got some house music DJs right now. We have manicures going on. There's like, you can get a candle.
And you know, at any conference or convention, there will be vendors.
Oh, but then we got this sexy one over here, lemon blueberry cheesecake. That was my very first gourmet flavor.
Giving away swag.
Where we create patches that speak to the culture. Patches that make statements.
And selling their wares.
Tell me, who are you and what are you doing here today?
I'm a entrepreneur, but I like to call myself a beepreneur.
Sometimes unexpected stuff.
The way I make my money is through bees. And bees, it's a rabbit hole. When you go into, you get into them, it's a rabbit hole.
So outside of the big speeches every night, what are people actually doing at the DNC? On the first day of the convention, me and a crew from WBEZ went to McCormick Place to find out.
Okay. So right now it's about 11 o'clock on Monday, the first official day of the Democratic National Convention. I'm here on Cermak and Wabash.
We had to meet up a few blocks from the convention center at a White Castle because a lot of streets were blocked off leading up to the area. As we were walking toward McCormick Place to get into the convention, we passed all kinds of stuff, people selling unofficial Kamala swag, protesters supporting RFK Jr., who's a third party candidate.
Right here, yeah.
McCormick Place is kind of like a city within itself. So we definitely got our steps in.
Okay, finally we are getting through security.
And then we started running into folks who were there in an official capacity.
I'm too old to be wearing pink sequins, but then I thought if I put it behind the chiffon.
Like Kelly Jacobs, a delegate from Mississippi, and honey, she was bedazzled.
I'm wearing one of four Kamala dresses that I made for the convention. This one is reversible because Kamala Harris is our important candidate. But I'm trying to get Taylor Swift voters to turn out and vote. I've passed out 2,400 friendship bracelets, and I brought 1,000 of them here to the convention to try and appeal to Swifties. They can make a difference in the election.
You look beautiful.
Well, thank you, Erin. That's very kind of you.
To be clear, Kelly was in a blue floor-length dress. The dress had a picture of Kamala on one side and of Taylor Swift on the other.
Are you in theater? What are you? Are you a costume designer?
No, I am a community activist. I register voters, get out the vote. The convention is a time when I can really bring out my outfits. I have had to make a lot of political outfits because nobody believes white girl is a Democrat in Mississippi. They all think I'm a Republican. But when I walk up in my Obama dress, well, that's different.
Delegates, like Kelly, are specifically selected by the Democratic Party to officially nominate a candidate for president. Each state has several dozen of them, depending on the state's size, and there's over 4,000 of them in total. But technically, these delegates already nominated Kamala Harris by a virtual roll call a few weeks ago. So what are they doing here right now?
Well, my colleague Lynn Sweet from the Chicago Sun-Times is reporting that every day from 9:30 to 3:15, they have briefings and meetings.
Walking.
We passed by one of those meetings on our endless journey through McCormick Place. It was a session for the LGBTQ plus caucus. We only got a quick peek in through the door as it was closing, but the room was packed.
So we just got off the elevator. We're on our way to Dempalooza. There's a sign
then
here.
Then finally, we got into this area called Dempalooza. Walking in, it is part of the DNC. My producer said it kind of looked like a packet pickup event for a half marathon.
All right, we got Chicago Architecture Center. We got Climate Can't Wait, Climate Action Campaign.
Or like the vendor portion of a professional conference. And the space has probably been all those things, and probably will be again in a few weeks.
Patriot bling, whatever that is.
Think several vendor stalls, a DJ booth, stages, and people meandering until their next meeting or session starts.
Yeah, so we're walking around, checking out who looks interesting. Hi.
How you guys doing?
Good.
I'm Toya Marquise, owner and founder of Patch Party Club. Patch Party Club is a lifestyle accessories brand where we create patches that speak to the culture, patches that make statements.
Toya is one of those vendors, and she has this table full of patches that you could sew onto like a jacket or a trucker hat, which she says is popular right now. A lot of them have Kamala's face on them, and they say stuff like, I'm with her, and yes, we can, K-A-M.
We're celebrating a moment, a monumental moment. So we decided to do something that's gonna highlight that moment, right? Something that is gonna spread unity, spread joy, and allow people to make a statement while doing so.
Yeah, so are you, you're a Kamala supporter?
Definitely, yes.
Are you a Democrat?
Yes.
Okay. So, what does it mean to you? I heard you say we're in a moment right now. What does it mean to you to be able to show up and be here in this moment?
I never thought I would see the day that a woman would be so close, right? And especially a woman of color. So that right there, it says a whole lot, and I just had to be here to experience it.
Thank you so much.
Perfect. Thank you so much.
There was surprisingly less free swag than I had anticipated, but there was some free ice cream.
Oh, so you want to talk about the flavors? Oh, like banana pudding, nostalgic, grandma's best banana pudding, but frozen and delicious custardy. I have BBL, which is blueberry, basil, and lime. Get your mind out of the gutter.
This is Ida Nelson of Ida's Artisan Ice Cream. How did you end up here today?
I was actually invited by my alderwoman, Monique Scott, from North Lawndale. Whoop, whoop.
And I what thought up, that North it would Lawndale?
Be a, yes, North Lawndale. And I thought it would be an honor and privilege to be here today, represent Chicago, represent the West Side, represent, you know, what this all means for all of us, you know, and for the positive change that is going to come in this in the United States.
Yeah. Tell me more about what do you feel like this means for all of us?
I think that this means this change in leadership really kind of changes the vibe of the country. I think it inspires hope for so many. I feel like we will now have very qualified leadership, you know, that will take our country into the right direction, which is a more progressive direction.
So you're a Kamala supporter?
Absolutely.
Are you a Democrat?
Absolutely.
At the DNC?
Absolutely.
Period. So what are you hoping to do here? Is this like going to be a moneymaker for you, more exposure-based?
This is more exposure-based. I'm not making any money here. I'm making more connections and building community here, and that's exactly what the goal is.
I'm hearing a lot of that. Being here isn't exactly an opportunity to make money. It's an opportunity to just be here.
Hello.
Hey, how you doing?
Speaking of bees.
I'm good. Are you with West Side B-Boys?
I am the head beekeeper at West Side B-Boys.
Hey.
This is quote-unquote beepreneur Thad Smith.
So how did you end up here at this event today?
The universe loves me.
Hey, I love that.
The universe,
you just attracted it.
Yeah, but hey, I don't chase the spotlight, baby. The spotlight chases me.
His table is full of bee products. Honey, beeswax, skincare products. He says he's got bees all over the city, on the South Side, near Washington Park, downtown at the Viceroy Hotel, and on the West Side at Holman and Roosevelt. So is this a money-getting venture right now? Is this more exposure and connecting?
Oh, it's both. I mean, look, you got people from all over the state. Here's how I look at it. There is no other black beekeeper in this whole entire building. None.
when Kamala Harris walks in, there's going to be no other black woman who's been nominated for president.
Yeah.
Bam. That's history right there, baby. You know?
Wow.
Go big, go home.
What's really amazing is that you have some actual bees.
Of course. I mean, if you're gonna have history in the making, you got to have something that's going to make history, you
yes.
know?
Yes.
Like I said, if I'm going to be a beekeeper, I'm going to bring my product and show the ladies off.
All right.
So,
what is it about bees?
When I first got into beekeeping, I had never even thought about a bee. I could care less about a bee. You know, it wasn't even on my radar. And so when I opened up a hive for the first time, literally, it was like, I mean, my mouth was open, and I was like, really? And so because bees are, there's so much information about bees, there's so much you can learn,
it's a rabbit hole. Wow. Well, thank you so much for talking.
You're welcome.
Now, there were only a few vendors that had actual lines of people waiting for them.
What color would you like your accent, Neil? Red?
Sure, let's do red.
One of them was Ebony Anderson, the owner of Nail Issues Nail Spa.
So currently we're offering the Kamala manicures. One design has like stars and pearls. And then the other one is a Converse shoe. And we put like a star and some pearls around the cuticle area.
Not really an expected service to be offered at a DNC vendor event.
Right.
Tell me how you
so
ended
surprised.
Up here. Yeah.
Basically, I received a call from a former client, and she asked me, would I be interested? And I said, sure.
So can I ask, are you a Kamala supporter? Are you a Democrat?
I don't discuss political issues because, you know, I'm in a workplace.
Of course.
Political or religious issues. However, I will say change is good, and it's time for things to be evened out.
Okay.
I'll say that.
I can appreciate that. Thank you so much.
Yeah, some of the conversations I had were a reminder that just because you're at the DNC doesn't necessarily mean it's all politics. Or that you're even a Democrat.
Hello.
Now, the woman who organized this Dempalooza, however, is definitely in the blue camp. Her name is Alex Sims Jones. In a past life, she worked on the Obama campaign. Right now, she's an entrepreneur based here in Chicago.
We wanted to showcase Chicago's art and culture. The Democratic Party wants to highlight, you know, a diverse economy, and Chicago does that well.
Alex's company is called APS and Associates. She says she got this contract partially because of how much she organized with the Democratic Party, so they called her up.
What would you say this vendor fair is for, this Dempalooza?
Yeah, so it's definitely for delegates. It's definitely for allied groups. You have people over there like Planned Parenthood. You have people over there like HRC. They're groups that advocate with Democrats. You know, they push their platform issues, but it's also open to the general public. So the general public can come here anytime from 9 to 5 throughout this week.
And they don't have to be registered?
Not at all.
How do they get in?
They get in on 24th and Indiana.
Because I'm like, we could have got in.
I feel like you could place this type of event, the DNC, right up there with the largest, most consequential gatherings in a decade. Some would say in a lifetime, depending on what's at stake. But what I'm also picking up on is this sense of opportunity, an opportunity to connect with people you just wouldn't see otherwise, especially not all in one place.
So we have a charity called Positive Change.
For instance, I ran into an old high school friend. Hey, Justin. And mind you, my high school was in a little suburb in Michigan with only 400 students. We ran into our old producer, Sam Deer. Hey, Sam. I even started randomly chatting with somebody on an escalator who turned out to be the mayor of Durham, North Carolina. And then, well, there was the guy who somehow got bees into the place. It also felt like an opportunity to show up for the people you believe in.
We got the invite about 10 days ago.
Oh, my God.
And we sprung into action.
Wow.
And when I was talking to Alex Sims Jones, the one whose company organized Dempalooza, she talked about another type of opportunity, an opportunity for trust.
What does it mean to you to be from the Midwest, be able to put on an event like this, a candidate who looks like you, who you obviously support? I mean, what does that mean to you?
Yeah, it's hard for black women right now because I think that we've always run the Democratic Party, but we haven't always been trusted to run the Democratic Party. And I hope the Democratic Party trusts us this time.
That's it for today. Justin Bull and I produce The Rundown. Ariel Van Cleve is our editor and executive producer. Justin and I engineered this episode. Our theme music is by Louis Weeks. The Rundown is produced by WBEZ Chicago and is a part of the NPR network. Special thanks to WBEZ's Mike Davis and Justine Tobiash and all the folks at APS and Associates who helped us coordinate logistics for this episode. If you loved this episode, please, first of all, send it to a homie. And secondly, give us a 5-star rating. Write us a review. If you write us a review on Apple Podcasts, I will personally shout you out on the show. I'm Erin Allen. Thank you for listening. I'll talk to you on Friday.